He surveyed the hurrying throngs and the sidewalks bleakly. If I belong anywhere.
You could stay at the apartment for a couple of days and rest up, she said. I'd stay with you. And fuck thy brains out, do it please ya, she thought, and could not help a smile. I mean, I know you won't, but you need to know the offer's open.
He nodded. Thank you, but there's a woman who needs me to get back to her as soon as I can. It felt like a lie to him, and a grotesque one at that. Based on everything that had happened, part of him thought that Susanna Dean needed Roland of Gilead back in her life almost as much as nursery babos needed rat poison added to their bedtime bottles. Irene Tassenbaum accepted it, however, and part of her was actually anxious to get back to her husband. She had called him last night, using a payphone a mile from the motel just to be safe, and it seemed that she had finally gotten David Seymour Tassenbaum's attention again. Based on her encounter with Roland, David's attention was definitely second prize, but it was better than nothing, by God. Roland Deschain would vanish from her life soon, leaving her to find her way back to northern New England on her own and explain what had happened as best she could. Part of her mourned the impending loss. But she'd had enough adventure in the last 40 hours or so to last her for the rest of her life, hadn't she? And things to think about, that too. For one thing, it seemed that the world was thinner than she had ever imagined. And reality, wider. All right, she said. It's 2nd Avenue and 46th Street you want to go to first, correct? Yes. Susanna hadn't had a chance to tell them much about her adventures after Mia had hijacked their shared body. But the gunslinger knew there was a tall building, what Eddie, Jake, and Susanna called a skyscraper, now standing on the site of the former vacant lot, and the Tet Corporation must surely be inside.